Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. My goal is to bring an awareness to the lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that we all have that cleans every system in our body. And when this system becomes congested, we have problems with how we feel and think. Over the past 25 years, I've specialized in working with the lymphatic system, especially a lymph-brain connection to help many problems associated with the brain and how we think and feel. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help autism by balancing cellular pH to improve detoxification. When we're acidic, detoxification does not work as well in our body, and many people don't detox. We are a cellular being. Our overall health depends on the health of our cells. In autism, there are many problems with cognition, digestion, and skin. These all have to do with the health of the cells in which areas that are involved, whether it is the brain, the digestive system, or the skin. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have probably already heard of craniosacral therapy, work to release restrictions in the brain and spinal cord that can affect the body. Visceral manipulation, it's releasing the organs very gently to help them function better. But really what moved me the most was the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that cleans every system and helps to maintain every system in the body. And we ignore it, and our body becomes toxic, and we call it all different diseases. And it's affecting all of us from infants to seniors. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course that you can get now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I show you step-by-step how to improve your lymphatic system and health. And if you have a child, teen, or adult on the spectrum, I show a little routine, four steps, that you can use to open up the lymphatic system, to calm your child, to improve their immune system, and to improve, you know, to help them have a better quality of life. And it's real simple but very powerful. Understanding this myth science, how a compromised lymphatic system is allowing cellular waste to build in your brain and body, I developed body work called Lymphpractic. It gets to the root cause of your health problems. We're filling with cellular waste. Over a few weeks, I activate your lymphatic system. You're more relaxed in your body. I build your immune response, and I improve detoxification. And I see this over and over again. Your life will change. And especially, again, children, it makes a difference. Younger children will have more chance of having more change. If we're dealing with teens and adults, it's more about quality of life. You know, but it's going to make a big difference in their life, because what happens is we continually congest throughout life, and these children have problems, and they start having more depression or other aggression and other problems because they continually get more toxic. So this isn't just something for young children. If you have a child, whether a teen or adult, on the spectrum, you need to understand this information, how to clean them. It's very important. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve your lymph flow can benefit most health problems. And reach out to me. I'm very accessible. I like to help people make a difference in your life, especially if you have a child with autism. When I do a talk on autism and the lymphatic system, I often explain an important lymph-brain connection that can help detoxification in the brain. Today, I'm focusing on helping autism by balancing cellular pH to improve lymph flow through the lymph-brain connection. We are a cellular being. We don't think about this. Over 100 trillion cells, many of them are alive. Your cells need oxygen, nutrition, and they need to get rid of their waste. When this process is interrupted, the cell becomes out of balance, acidic and toxic. Before we talk about balancing cellular pH, I want to explain how important the lymph-brain connection is to help autism or any problems with the brain. You know, I've worked with a lymph-brain connection for 25 years because we knew there were lymphatic vessels in the meninges of the brain. Well, now we know there's a direct lymph-brain connection because in 2015, research has found lymphatic vessels in the brain. You often hear me talk about that. And it's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to help the brain, whether it's anxiety, depression, aggression, kids can't sleep, or they have, you know, ADD, ADHD, Asperger's or autism. It does not matter, any problem with the brain. And to make things even, to understand the real power of the lymph-brain connection, in 2017, the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid was found to be into lymphatic vessels. That means the health of the brain is dependent on a healthy, flowing lymphatic system. And I have news for you, it's not flowing in most of us, and it's affecting most of us. This science can also help developmentally delayed ADHD or Asperger's. It does not matter. Activating the lymphatic system is powerful. The lymphatic system helps maintain every system in the body. So as you improve the lymph-brain connection, you will also be helping digestive and skin problems associated with autism. It's really crazy that we don't understand this connection. But understand, the lymphatic system has been ignored in medicine, and it's not me who says that. Dr. Oz of TV fame, a cardiac surgeon well-known, has written that the lymphatics are ignored in medicine, and that was written in the year 2000. And I can tell you today, almost two decades later, that the lymphatic system is still ignored, and you need to understand it if you want to help your problems or your child's. So when the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with acidic cellular waste like log jams in a river, creating inflammation and acidity, which can negatively affect the cells. I mean, you know, we've all known about acidity most of our life. Everybody has some type of antacid or a Prilosec in their home, but we only see acid as a digestive problem rather than acid damaging the cells in the brain and the digestive system or in the skin. In some individuals with autism, you can see this acidity and inflammation on their skin. It's red, it's hot, it's inflamed. The same acidity is damaging the brain and digestive system. You just can't see it. I'm about to explain new research on Alzheimer's and an acidic cell. You may be asking why I'm bringing up Alzheimer's when you're trying to help autism. Both diseases have to do with cognitive decline and the buildup of cellular waste. Autism is happening at the beginning of life and Alzheimer's at the end of life, but it has to do with the buildup of cellular waste and lack of circulation and limited detoxification. Well, in talking about detoxification, researchers recently found that a missed root cause of Alzheimer's is an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. Astrocytes provides nutrients to the nervous tissue, maintenance of extracellular ion balance, right? It's balancing the pH of the cells, and plays a role in repair and scarring process of the brain and spinal cord following traumatic injuries. So the research has found that when the astrocyte becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself. That means that detoxification in the cell is compromised. This is important to understand. And this is really happening in most health problems. It's happening if you have sciatic pain. It's happening if you have eczema. It's happening if you have psoriasis. It's the fact that the cells in the area where you have your problem is out of balance. So the need to balance the pH of the cells is monumental in autism and most health problems. It should be the first thing we think of. Balance your pH to improve detoxification, because when we're acidic, we just don't flow. Think about it. Your body constricts down to the cell, and nothing cleans well. Before I tell you what you can do to help balance the cells of the body to help autism, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic, which I developed to get to the root cause of the buildup of cellular waste. It's really the root cause of our health problems. I work on many problems associated with the brain, cancer, heart disease, chronic pain. It does not matter. The lymphatic system is associated with every health problem. And my office is in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I really make a difference in your life within a few weeks, even with children. I also guide you on what you can do with diet and different supplements and other lifestyle changes that you can use to help maintain a lymphatic system. So I tune up your lymphatic system, I improve natural detoxification. You're going to feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you felt in a long time. most people, we're living in stress. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for Lymphatic System Health Coaching over the phone or Skype. And don't forget to check out my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help improve your lymphatic system. And it's life-changing. And I added a special bonus section on how to activate the lymphatic system in children by holding 4 key areas on the body of main areas of lymph vessels and nodes. And it is very powerful. It will relax your child. It will help them sleep. And it can be used on teens and adults. So, again, this is a new addition, and it is life-changing. So how do you balance the pH of the cells? Number one, we have to be aware that we have to, you know, take care of ourselves. Our cells, it's like we're a fish tank, and our cells are off in our body are, you know, our fish, and we're swimming around in toxic environment because our lymphatic system is not cleaning, right? And that's what's happening to fish. They're not, the filters aren't cleaning. They're swimming in their own feces and urine, and they get sick. That same thing is happening to our cells. And we have to understand pH. pH is the potential of hydrogen. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 0 to 6.9 is acidic. 0 is very acidic, damaging. And 7.1 to 14 is very alkaline. And we don't want to be too acidic or too alkaline. We want to be at 7, really about a 6.5 to 7.5, which is close to balance, right? That's our goal. And you use pH test strips to test saliva and urine. And if you haven't tested your pH, it is eye-opening. When I checked my family and my kids, we were about 100 times more acidic, which was explaining the problems we were having. So the goal is simple, and it's real science, right? Because I just explained how research has found an acidic brain cell limits detoxification. So an acidic pH constricts the cell and limits lymph flow and detoxification. And this, again, everything is made up of cells in the body. So a balanced pH or slightly alkaline pH, 7.2, improves lymph flow, circulation, and detoxification. So we have to think about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. What foods are you eating? What foods are you giving your children? Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? I'm not about being perfect. That's why I've learned to balance my pH. But we need to really address this with children. They aren't going to change their diet. So often we really have to, you know, watch what we're feeding them. You know, are they eating a lot of processed foods, wheat, sugar, red meat, sodas? You know, we don't want them having a lot of sugar. So diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity, but it's hard to control in children. So we really want to give them an alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, limit grains. With children who won't eat more alkaline, you have to give them supplements because supplements are a way to balance, and it's a way to help break down waste in the body and brain. They need to be drinking water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water. Are your children drinking the water you give them, or are their cups just sitting around? Start giving a few alkalizing supplements like magnesium, potassium, and baking soda. I like giving magnesium and baking soda in baths, 2 cups of Epsom salt and 1 cup of baking soda. Put the child in a lukewarm bath for, you know, 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes the first time. Watch them while they're in it because they can get relaxed. And it really neutralizes acid in the body. It's going to help to relax them. You'll be amazed. We need to start taking omega-3s, really help to reduce inflammation. Curcumin also is the active ingredient in turmeric. It's a power anti-inflammatory. But the most important thing is systemic enzymes because they break down cellular waste in the body. And if you need more information about any supplements or what to do with your child, please contact me. My idea of detoxification is simple. And it's very different. Help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and detoxification. But we have to include the lymphatic system, manually activating it. In my office, a child is put through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic sessions. In these sessions, we create a tsunami. It's a big wave through the body and the brain. And you've seen tsunamis where it picks up cars and buildings, and we do that same thing. You give them a few baths, a couple of supplements, and we see a big difference. When you can't get to see me in Scottsdale, Arizona, you can learn how to activate the lymph in your child in my virtual course, and also how to maintain your own lymphatic system. So I have seen big change in children. We have to address the lymphatic system if you want to help your child, help them to think better, have better digestion, and clearer skin. But this is real science. If you need an acid alkaline food chart to see what foods are acid or alkaline, it's on my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. If I can help you, contact me. I'd love to explain this to parents, especially if you have a child with autism. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help lymphoma with lymphatic system detoxification. It's really about cleaning cellular waste out of the blood, out of the body. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I hope you've learned. Have a balanced and joyful life.